At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's go! You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, the sun is shining on a Tuesday in the big city, and the usual suspects are here for you for the next 3 hours. So thank you for taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be on this beautiful day in the big city. A little chilly. I know Nick will be slightly frozen by this because he does not handle the cold well, but Barry, Nick, and Joel all present and accounted for.
What's up?
And thank you for being there too.
How goes it?
You tell me, man.
I'm in a good mood.
Again?
Am excited.
2 days in a row?
Yes, I know, right? What's going on with that?
Stack them and rack them. Barry's in a good mood, Nick.
There's a lot going on. First of all, I wanted to say I thought yesterday was a fun show, and I have a follow-up for you. If you want it. So going off the air yesterday, we talked about the guy. What was his? Todd Farquharson was his name?
Yep. No, not Todd, but yes, Farquharson. Yes.
What was his name?
Do you need me to research what is the gentleman's name?
No,
was?
I don't care. Anyways, we talked about this guy that was peeing, right? And drinking his own pee. And it looks like, so we had a listener named Justin who called and said he would drink his own pee on air. And we were like, for $300, he said, if we each pitched in $100. So I was like, well, if we can raise $300, will you do it? And he said, yes. So we want to make that happen. And we went to AJ, who's our PD, and AJ is on board. AJ then went to Todd, and Todd is on board.
Well, so of course it is. It's his relative.
Now...
he wants to get the family some love.
Now we have to clear it with legal and make sure that this won't kill this man.
Or get us in trouble.
Basically, it looks like this is going to happen, is what I'm saying. We're about 75% through all the red tape in order for suspect Justin to come on air and drink his own pee this week. I'm pretty excited about this, fellas.
We probably should have a vomit bucket somewhere.
For me?
In the event. Well, for you too, huh?
Yeah, I got a weak stomach, and watching
you're not
a grown
drinking
man
the urine
doesn't matter. Watching a grown man drink his urine already makes me queasy.
So Nick, you're gonna
just
watch
thinking
the,
about it.
You're gonna be the private eye watching the private eye, right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so that's the other part of this. So we had questions about what if how do we know it's real?
Like, yeah,
what
can't if he bring a Whizinator
or
in
and or a glass of lemonade and he warms it up in the microwave or whatever? So. What we're going to do is Nick is going to watch Justin pee in a cup.
Who? Wait, whoa.
This has already been decided.
What do you mean it's been decided? I'm supposed to volunteer for something like
well,
that.
Well, you did, off air.
You've been chosen.
No.
Yeah, you're the chosen one. And so this is sure. this is just don't let the listeners down is what I'm saying.
We were texting yesterday, and I told you I had a certified EMT prepared
nope.
to watch him pee in a cup. And I'm now not, you want me? I'm not certified. I shouldn't be the one to do this.
So we already have to get one waiver.
You don't have to perform mouth to mouth like an EMT. You just got to watch the pee hit the cup.
I don't care. I'm going to go by that rule. If I'm not certified,
we all, there's
I shouldn't
no
watch anybody
there's no,
pee in a cup.
There's no.
There's got to be a certification required for that.
I mean, you've probably looked at enough penises in your day that
there you
have.
Go.
We could get you certified in under an hour.
How else do you know these guys are ripped and cut?
So we have to get a waiver for Justin to sign, and I don't want to have to get a waiver for an EMT to sign to agree to look at some strange man's penis. That you can just do it. So you're in.
I don't see how this. That's not how it works.
Let's just move on.
That's not how it works.
Urine. And well,
you're going to find out how it works because you're going to be standing there.
And here's the best part about it. We're going to, as soon as I get the go ahead, it looks like we've got everybody all the way to the very top of Gal Media, if you guys know what I'm saying, on board here. Just got to clear it with legal and all that. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to make this worthwhile. So we're going to open up the GoFundMe once we get the go-ahead. And the listeners can help us make this happen. Because without the money, this isn't happening. So we need you guys to donate. What we're going to do is any money we raise over $300, we're going to donate to prostate cancer research.
Absolutely. Yep.
So we do want to make this out to have a good cause. As well as Justin embarrassing himself on radio and the live stream, which is so funny to me that he's going to do this on the stream. This, the word stream, makes me
happy. You
need happy.
To encourage the man at this point. Don't tell him he's going to embarrass himself. He's going to make himself an instant star.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So I'm just excited. I'm just giddy that this is going to happen. And I know Nick is giddy because he gets to watch.
No. I just wanted to watch him drink his own urine and stop there.
Oh,
but you obviously had to.
You had a pause there. You just said, I just wanted to watch him.
Yeah.
See?
I don't want this to be, I don't want him to fake it. I want this to be real. Like, if you're going to get the $300, that's, because he said that
was
half
his rent. We had a solution.
No.
We had a solution.
We have to keep this as, make this as easy as possible. And bringing in outside females, no less. To look at another man's penis,
a certified EMT is a certified EMT.
But that could delay the process.
Doesn't matter.
There's more waivers involved and more legal involved and this, that, and the other. Nope. I'm going to, as soon as we get the green light, we're setting up the GoFundMe. I know the suspects are going to come through with more than $300 so that this can actually benefit something like prostate cancer research as well. Justin's going to make his money and we're going to have some radio fun. So. Don't screw this up, Nick. This is all hinging on you now. Don't
Justin
mess this up.
Justin pays for half of his rent if this happens.
Yeah, this is a big deal for him, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, how much is your rent?
Nick just agreed. He just went, okay, we have it on tape.
How much is your rent, Nick? Maybe we can do this for you, too.
I mean, I live in a house that's paid for now, so I don't really.
I was going to say, I mean, if you'll, you know, drink yours, we can do a GoFundMe for you, too. That's not happening. Also, I wanted to say. No, go ahead.
Tweets are already coming in.
Are they?
I heard Nick commit to this on air yesterday. I don't know about you guys. That's what I
mouth,
remember.
Lance Ford.
Don't let people down, Nick.
Deactivate your Twitter account, Lance Ford.
He's so spiteful. Nick is so angry. I don't understand.
This is the same picture you were painting yesterday, sir. I don't know what your deal is.
I don't know why you have to be so mad at everybody.
I'm not angry.
We're just trying to have some fun.
I'm not
you're
angry.
Salty.
I'm
now
not
there's going to be a reason why.
All right, so
Red Solo Cup. No, we don't.
Also, real quick, I just want to mention because I found this out right before we went on air, but on Sports Map, so I made my television debut this past Sunday on the Houston Sports Show with Jerome Solomon and Lauren Leal, and I got my own segment every week on there. It's called BS Barry on Sports. And the first one happened this Sunday, and it's going to be on Sports Map. So you can get a taste of it on Sports Map. Just go to sportsmap.com. They've uploaded a chunk of what I did there for your viewing pleasure and enjoyment. So go check that out, sportsmap.com.
Cool.
Yep.
There you go.
Also, just to change gears a little bit, I bought these stupid Air Force Ones, right?
Yeah.
When I was at the Nike campus, thanks to you. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about I didn't want them to get creased, so I got those force fields. You know what those are, right?
Yeah.
Those are those little pads that go in there.
I don't believe in those.
I think I almost lost circulation to my toes.
That's why I don't believe in them.
I had to take them out. So that was money wasted. So if you're out there listening and you're thinking about putting those things in your shoes to keep them from creasing. I hope you don't like your toes because they suck. I took those out because I felt like I was going to have to cut them off at some point.
Yeah, those are, they're literally a pain.
Wasted money. And yep. I should have listened to you when you told me that, but I thought I would be fancy. That's over and done with. Not happening.
That's just like a company that's making free money. I mean, it's a cheap way for them to make a lot of money, but really they're not what they're supposed to. They're more of a pain than they are.
Absolutely. I would rather have them, my shoes creased and be able to feel my toes. So
for sure.
Just thought I would point out you were right about that and I should have listened to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
I did see that this is Fat Tuesday.
They prefer to be called
Chubby?
No.
Obese. Portly?
No. Oh. I don't know.
I saw Clarence with balls around his neck because he had a big necklace after celebrating Fat Tuesday this morning, and he put the picture out there.
I had no idea where that was headed immediately. Yeah. I had no idea. I heard Clarence with balls around his neck and thought, oh my God.
And he's also sending out gifts of people drinking pee.
Oh my goodness.
So the suspects are on it.
Yeah, this is happening. So
make a donation.
What is exactly? I'm confused, and I should probably know this, and I guess I could Google it. I'm curious if you guys know. Joel, no Googling. I'm looking at your screen. What is Fat Tuesday?
It's part of Mardi Gras.
That's all you got?
Yep.
Nick?
I just know that a lot of bars have great deals on food and on booze on Fat Tuesday.
But you don't
know
why they call it Fat Tuesday? I don't either.
I don't, you know what?
I feel like I should know this.
I should too. And I think last night it was on TV or this morning on Lisa's show. There was a lady live from Mardi Gras where there's the huge parade and they were talking about Fat Tuesday. But yeah, I don't know.
Fat Tuesday is the day before Ash Wednesday. It is also known as Mardi Gras Day or Shrove Day, according to the Googles.
And why is it called Fat Tuesday? I don't know. Google.
At first, I thought it was maybe just something like it was date night for Nick.
Let's see.
There we go.
And then I was like, well, that would be also Fat Wednesday, Fat Thursday.
Once he got rolling, I knew it was coming.
Fat Saturday. I had no idea. But I'm glad you said that, Nick, because every year I have to be reminded of Ash Wednesday because it reminds me of the mistake I made years ago in the corporate world. I didn't know about Ash Wednesday.
What?
I didn't know what Ash Wednesday was. I had no idea that they, you know, like people go to church and then they get the cross on their forehead.
And then they head to the bars and knock them back.
Yeah, but I didn't know that the stuff on the forehead. I don't know what it's called. I don't know the technical term.
Ashes.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that. So I'm at my job, my corporate job, in a meeting with a bunch of people. And there's a chick that has that on her head. And I'm watching her going, she has no idea that she's got this smudge on her head.
Oh, no.
So I leaned over and I was like, hey, you've got something on your head. You should go to the bathroom. We'll wipe that off. She goes, what? I was like, you got something on your, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Did you have engine trouble before?
So she's got motor oil on her head. Okay.
And she goes, you idiot, it's Ash Wednesday. I was like, I don't know what that is, but I'm sorry. I just went back to, like, what? So I had to Google. So she's sitting there, and I'm Googling Ash Wednesday, and then I was like, oh, my God. I was so embarrassed.
Did you apologize?
I did. I was like, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm a dumbass. I had no idea about Ash Wednesday or what it was, and I'm really sorry that I said that about you. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. So, yeah. Look.
It's disrespectful.
I've never claimed to be the smartest man in the world.
This country's about freedom of religion, and you just made her feel like crap is what you did.
No, I was trying to help her. It's like when you see somebody with something in their teeth. Are you telling them?
Yeah.
Exactly. If I walked in and
But I like, knew I would know look, that something in their teeth wasn't like a representation of their religion.
You don't know, maybe it was like Pepper Thursday. You don't know. But if you walked in, if you had car trouble and you had grease on your face or something, I would tell you. I didn't know. Don't judge me, Nick, okay? God.
You're so sensitive.
You always have to take something.
Why are you so angry, Barry? Why are you so angry, Barry?
Yeah, some chick had her head under the hood.
So sensitive.
Was checking the oil. The dipstick got out of control.
Not my shining moment. Not my shining moment, okay?
Made it to cross for some reason.
Not the smoothest thing in the world I've ever done. Although I will tell you one of the best things in the world I've ever done. Downloaded Get Upside to my phone. I've done that before, and you should do it too. It's a totally free app from the App Store for whatever phone you have. It's out there. It's called Get Upside. I want you to download it because I don't want you leaving money at the tank when you fill up, and I don't want you leaving money at the restaurant when you go eat. That's what Get Upside does. It gets you cash back on the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. Now, here's the secret, though. I want you to download Get Upside, and then when you do, put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. My wife used my promo code, got 30 cents a gallon cash back in her pocket when she made her first fill up. If someone came up to you and offered you $5 while you're sitting there pumping gas, you'd take it, wouldn't you? Absolutely you would. So download Get Upside, put in promo code Barry, get that extra savings. You heard yesterday I was talking about it, and Chris Householder said, dude, he got 25% cash back on his meal at Popeyes. You can get up to 35% cash back at a lot of restaurants. There's hundreds of restaurants to choose from around town, 500 gas stations where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back. And these restaurants and gas stations want your business. That's why they're offering you these specials, but you can only get them through the Get Upside app. Go download it now. Super easy to install, super easy to use. All you got to do is pay with a debit or credit card and then upload your receipt and you're good to go. You're going to get that cash back within 24 hours. It's called Get Upside. Remember promo code Barry. I want you to get that extra savings. That's Get Upside, promo code Barry. Get cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Welcome back and welcome in. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Oh, fellas.
Yes, sir.
It's almost every time that we get to that point in the show where I remind people the day of the week as well as the show they're listening to that I go, yeah, we're going to need a theme again for that Way Back Wednesday.
Way Back Wednesday.
It's on you, Nick.
Obviously, it should be urine-themed. Obviously.
Oh. Urine-themed, because there's going to be a lot of songs like that.
Yeah, so we'll just do 24 R. Kelly songs. No?
Or we could do R. Kelly songs and songs that start with artists with the letter P.
I like it. Now, artist or song title, or both?
I would say artist.
I think that's the money topic right there.
So artists that start with the letter P, not songs.
Artists.
No, both.
No.
Both.
Why
would
both?
Why would you limit it to just artists?
Because
there's enough artists with P.
Sounds like somebody doesn't want to have to do his homework.
Yeah, Master P.
Yeah.
That doesn't P start Diddy? With P.
Why? It says, oh! And Nick, there's another guy named Puffy.
Yeah, you don't know about
Puff
him.
Puff Daddy.
I'm aware.
Prince. Can you use the symbol Prince songs, or does it have to be both? When he was Prince?
I think you can use both.
Well, but, it was just the symbol. At one point.
But Master P, that counts?
Yeah.
That doesn't start with a P. There's just a P in his name.
Okay.
Well, that's a good point.
Good point.
Just saying.
So you can't use Master P. Were you going to use him anyway?
No, not
all
really.
All right, there you go.
Probably not.
What about P-Watcher?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Meat Gazer.
Oh, you will?
That would be... Ooh, DJ Meat Gazer.
No.
That's your DJ name.
There's the name and the job all in one.
There's your DJ name. We just got it. It took a couple weeks, but we got it. Look at that. That's great.
Or he could be P. Diddy.
That's true. I like it.
Oh, or Master P. He could be Master P.
We're going to have to circle back to that whole P watching discussion off the air.
Oh, you're going to circle back to the hole, all right.
I hate both of you, I swear to God.
You said it.
Speaking of that, let's get Billy on the phone. All he wants to talk about the P challenge. Billy, what's up?
Man, you guys are cracking my ass up.
Appreciate it, Billy.
All right, check this out. How many pints of urine does it take to wash down a 4-ounce ribeye turd sandwich?
I don't know, Billy. How many?
I don't know, dude. I'm going to hang up and let y'all deal with this.
Billy just wanted to get his joke in again on a turd ribeye. A turd ribeye sandwich.
And he's like Nick. He didn't want to do the work.
He just wanted us
to figure it out. Hey, here's the problem, guys. I don't have the answer to it, but you figure it out.
Here's a joke with no punchline. Here's a setup. I hope you guys like it. And by the way, just for the record, Justin has agreed to do this. And so they were asking me when I was talking to Todd and AJ about it. And they were like, well, how much? AJ was like, he should have to drink everything he pees out. So if he pees 16 ounces, I was like, no, AJ. It's 8 ounces. We said 8 ounces. That's what that was. Yeah. Everything.
Why would that? Of course. Why did you limit it to 8 ounces?
Because that's what we said. That was the deal. And I'm not going to go back. Yeah, I'm not going to go back on a deal. Everything we talked about yesterday was drinking a cup of your own pee. 8 ounces. I'm not going to change it now. The dude's already agreed to it. So it's 8 ounces.
Fine.
No. So does that change your mind now? You'd do it for less money?
No.
If it was only 8. Because yesterday I had you down to 25K.
25K is doable.
Yeah. 10?
No, let's stop at 25K.
Let's also just stop there before Justin calls in and goes, right. Hey, I want to renegotiate.
Right.
My agent is there's now no renegotiation.
Like, just like this you're not going back on your 8 ounce max or minimum or whatever?
Yeah, that's it. It's 8 ounces.
He can't go back either.
8 ounces for $300. That's the deal. That's it. That's
and
the deal.
And if he doesn't show up, we're going to kill him for like.
If he doesn't show up, all the money will go to prostate cancer research, but I will kill him. I have his number. I'll go and pee on his door handles of his car at his house. That's what I'll do. I'll just pee on the front porch. That's what we'll do. NASCAR Johnny has an explanation for us for Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
NASCAR Johnny, what's up, man?
Not much, guys. I was just going to let y'all know that. So Fat Tuesday is before Ash Wednesday, like y'all said. But Ash Wednesday is the start of Lent. And during Lent, people always give up stuff. Like, when I was giving up Coors Light and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, you know, the last party before you have to get serious before Easter for Catholics. That's basically why Fat Tuesday is what it is.
So you fatten up. I got it. Appreciate you, NASCAR Johnny. Thanks for always listening, even in all the way in Austin.
Yep, good info there.
Which I'm in San Antonio next week.
Okay.
And NASCAR Johnny says he's going to bring the whiff and come out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, going to catch a show on Saturday.
From San Antonio to Dallas and see Nick and I.
That's not... I don't think he wants to do that. Let's be real.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
There's a big fight there?
Long drive. I don't know why. I really have no answer for that.
Right.
So let me get this straight. Fat Tuesday is where you fatten up before Lent?
That's what I had researched as well. Like, because a lot of people give up, like, say, fast food, or they give up food or whatever, so they just gorge on the final day before Ash Wednesday and the start of Lent.
Okay. So that being said, I know you're not Catholic, are you?
Well, I am.
Are you?
I had to when I got married.
Yeah,
I had to go through all the classes and everything with Lisa. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have to do that with Nora, and she's Catholic.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Dude, we got married in a drive-thru in Vegas, though. Yeah. So it wasn't like a traditional Catholic wedding.
I got you.
But so you're Catholic now.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you giving up?
Well, I didn't say I was practicing.
Well, okay. What would you give up? What is one thing that you really like? Would you give up... peanut butter?
Sure.
You don't eat it that much.
No.
What would you give up? What's one thing that you... And now, remember, you're doing this for Jesus, so turkey. Don't be stingy.
How long is Lent?
It's until Easter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And well, I
had an idea.
I hope I'm right about that.
Went to the wayside, so...
What?
I had an idea that went to the wayside, because I'm not doing it for that long.
What, pineapple?
Nope. Well, I gave up pineapple.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It was messing you up, huh?
Well, no, a little bit of that. And Lisa was talking about how much the sugar content was.
Oh.
So I haven't had pineapple in a long time. Nick, you should be happy. I'm not.
No, Barry should be happy. Yeah. He's the one that's got to do it.
Both of y'all should be happy.
Yeah. I'm very happy about that. What would you give up?
I don't know.
What's something you really enjoy and love? And it doesn't have to be food, does it? It can be anything, right?
I guess so. I'll tell you this, but I'm not doing it, just so you know.
No.
Okay, then I'm not telling you.
You're doing it.
Nope, then
I'm
not telling.
I'm just kidding, Joel.
Yeah, I'm not. I thought about giving up coffee, but I'm not doing it. I've done it before, but I'm not doing it.
That would be hard.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Especially with her schedule and
all
that. I need to give up coffee, but I can't.
Yeah, see?
No.
I drink like 3 or 4 cups a day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Mine would be one of two things. It would be Diet Coke.
You definitely need to quit Diet Coke.
Or ice cream.
You're not going to give that up. Your fat ass ain't giving up no ice cream. Let's be honest. Let's be real.
I would probably give up ice cream before I give up Diet Coke. I'll be honest with you. I would. Because I think benefits from it. And man, it would be so hard to... I love Jesus, but I don't love Jesus enough to give up Diet Coke. I'll be honest with you right now. I love Jesus. Ice cream giving up enough, but
so
not
many
Diet
angry people
Coke.
In their cars right
oh,
now.
Oh, well. That don't,
so many people of God that are angry with you right
my
now,
love
sir.
Of Jesus doesn't affect their love of Jesus. Why are they angry? This is between me and him, not me, him, and them. Okay?
Man, I don't.
What?
I'm just trying to think of what I would give up.
Nick would probably give up. I'm not gonna
never
be mean.
Easy.
I'm
now.
Not gonna be mean. I was gonna just keep taking shots at you, but
peanut butter. What were you gonna say? What were you gonna say? Like, what were you gonna say?
What are you gonna give up? What are you gonna give up?
I'm not gonna give up anything.
No, you're not. Why?
Because it's I don't honestly.
If you were Catholic, we know you worship the devil, but if you were Catholic, what would you give up for Lent?
Probably beer, man.
Really?
Well, then you just drink mixed drinks, so you can still drink.
Yeah,
you just
or alcohol. Beer.
Drink
alcohol.
Whiskey. Alcohol.
That would be a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That because for me, that's kind of an issue right now.
That would definitely get you closer to Jesus if you gave.
If like, but last year when Ash Wednesday, I was at Baker Street. Yeah. They were knocking them back with the little dot on their forehead. I'm telling you.
The dot. It's not a dot.
Whatever.
Nick, it's a cross.
Oh my God! I can't believe you just said
with
that
the little
loud.
Dot.
What
forehead.
Is going on so on this show?
Isn't that
already.
What's on their forehead?
Jesus no. is listening right now because we're all making promises and you're out here being racist.
I see a dot. God. That's all I see. How am I being racist?
I saw motor oil, so.
Yeah. Well, you guys got to get your forehead straight. I'm telling you that.
This is horrible. Let's talk sports next segment.
Yeah. Texans with a big cut that we need to talk about as well as other things. That's coming up next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to contact the show, you can do so. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. You can hit us on Twitter, at PacManJoel with a K, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick. And listen to me, people, listen. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to have tickets for Ice Cube to give away.
That's big.
What? Do not go anywhere.
Could be a very good day.
In the 2 o'clock hour. I'm not going to tell you when.
See what I did there?
Let's try to ignore it.
Okay.
It's going to be 2 o'clock hour. We're giving away tickets to Ice Cube. Make sure you keep it locked right here, ESPN 97.5, for that.
Why would you ignore it? They asked Granato what his favorite Ice Cube song was yesterday. No, he goes, I mean, you know, the one that was popular.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean, Granato is 80 years old. So it doesn't surprise me that he wouldn't know an Ice Cube song. If you'd asked him about Perry Como, he would have nailed it.
My dad would have, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's Granato.
Yeah, so. My dad was a big Perry Como fan.
Was he?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mafia guys like Glenn Davis. Big Perry Como Sinatra guys.
is Glenn a mafia guy?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, calls me Paisan.
Oh, he's a made man. Watch out.
Watch out. Just don't piss him off.
He will have you murdered if you talk bad about soccer. That's what will happen here. So you said there's big news out of Texans camp, huh?
Yeah. So I was wondering how they go about this, because do you tell Kevin Johnson, because of his concussions and other things, hey, you got to get your, we need you to take a physical. And then do they not tell him that once you pass the physical, we find out we're okay to cut you? So we did. So he passed the physical and then they passed him on his merry way. Kevin Johnson, the former first round pick, I think we can safely say a bust.
Yeah.
He gone.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not either.
He was scheduled to make over $9 million.
Yeah. I was just going to say, there are corners out there on the open market that are going to play better for less. Even if it's the same price, better deal for the Texans.
Yeah, I'm not mad at this move at all. What was his career games played? I'm curious.
I think it was pretty parallel to career games not played.
Well, and even then, you got to talk about what he did in those games. 2015 through 2018, he played in 35 games. So he played in 16 his first year in the league. He played in 6 the second year, 12 the third year, and 1 in 2018. A grand total for an NFL cornerback with 35 games played of 1 interception. One interception in what amounts to 4 seasons.
Yeah. you know.
Oh, excuse me, two seasons. What am I talking about?
And as you know, if he would have done a good job in coverage, sometimes the ball just doesn't go your way. But if you, you know, we would go to Pro Football Focus or other websites to say, well, how good was he? And sometimes you just don't get the picks, but you play good coverage. He didn't do any of the above. And the nope. more he got hurt, the worse he got.
Nope.
So I'm fine. See you later. There's plenty of corners out there that I think will be fill the void wherever they choose to go, because that was, and I believe that, you know, the good, you can at least say, look, Brian Gain, don't make the mistakes that Rick Smith made, because that was one big mistake. That's right. A first round pick.
Yeah, it's you don't want to say it was wasted money, but it kind of is. I don't know if he goes down as the biggest bust in Texans history. But he'll be up there top five.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that.
Yeah, that's a tough list. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I just think, you know, a first-rounder that – and we can go back and look at the draft, but you can look at the other guys you could have had.
Yeah.
As everybody always does. Because it came up last night when they were talking about Kawhi Leonard, and someone said, you know, Daryl passed on him for Marcus Morris.
Eesh.
Can you believe that one?
Eesh.
Can you put Kawhi Leonard on the Rockets team instead of Marcus Morris and press the reset? Yeah. So that hat, you're wow. right. That has to be up there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That stings a lot.
Ooh, stings. Yeah. It's like peeing in a wound.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
I was looking at available cornerback free agents that are out there that might be worth taking a look at. And, of course, you've got to make it work salary-wise. That's always going to be part of the issue. Now, they've got tons of money. But so four of them that I like out there, mm-hmm. And, like, I'll give you what they made last year. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Rashawn Melvin, former Raider,
mm-hmm.
made $5 million.
Okay.
I think he wouldn't be bad. Ronald Darby. Of the Eagles.
Yes.
Made just over $1 million.
He's
going
to, from what I heard, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
But he would be a huge upgrade.
He would definitely be a huge upgrade. In fact, he might be one of the best on this list that I have here. Maurice Claiborne made almost $7 million last year.
How old is he?
He is.
I think he's
28.
Okay. He's not bad.
Nope. And then the last one that I have on the list, Bryce Callahan. One of the better corners in the league.
Mm-hmm.
His pay last year was $1.9 million. Man, if you could lock that dude up for a nice little... That's the guy. On this list, he's probably the highest-ranked free agent quarterback.
If he's willing to go long-term and doesn't want to break the bank, if you give him Kevin Johnson money but give it to him in a multi-year deal, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. The only problem that I feel like is that I know that they've got guys like Colvin, and you don't know some of these guys... And I've still got to get used to some of these guys are now like slot corners are a specialty now. Like that's all they do, like an Aaron Colvin. So I don't know. I can't speak on the fact are any of these guys strictly slot corners, whether, you know, if Darby or even for that matter, if Bryce Callahan is just a slot corner. But if you could somehow figure out to get one of those four guys, I think you get an upgrade over Kevin Johnson, at least any of those four guys.
But you mean like that $9 million over the course of like 3 years is what you're saying, right, Joel? Not like nine a year.
It just depends on how he rates out. But I'm saying Bryce Callahan, because here's the thing. You talk about hometown discounts. You don't have to talk about it like it's a made up thing with Bryce Callahan. Dude went to Cy Woods and Rice.
Mm.
So coming home, he may give you a hometown discount.
Yeah, I was looking on SpotTrack. His market value is $7 million a year. They're saying he could get a 4-year, $28 million deal. They compare him with guys like Quandre Diggs, Chris Harris, and the very own Honey Badger is on the list of comparables when you talk about a guy. So you'd
well,
be talking about
which Honey Badger. If it's Honey Badger, the safety.
Did you just say Honey Bastard?
No, close. But if I said the Honey Badger as a safety, I'd be good. If you said Honey Badger in coverage, maybe not.
Yeah, so the four that SpotTrack list on the list of comparable production to Bryce Callahan, Patrick yep. Robinson, Quandre Diggs, Chris Harris, and Tyrann Mathieu.
I mean, Chris Harris is a hell of a corner.
That's legit company to be in. That's why I say Callahan, I like him more than anyone. If and this is the big if you're not going to address most of your defense in the draft.
Yeah, and again, we said, and Lance is the one that's always hammered this home, the line and the whole issue that is priority one, which is the offensive line, is normally best done through the draft because you draft them, you nurture them, you work with them, then you keep them. That's why they're not out there every year on the free agent market.
Right.
So I wrote an article last night, and I said, look, with the Honey Badger, you have to address safety as well, and you have to look at safeties and say, okay, yeah, on a one-year, $7 million deal, it worked out pretty good for both sides. But now he's come out and said, now it's time to get the multi-year deal. It's time to deal. It's time to get paid. It's time for all these things. Are you willing to commit that this is your guy and you're going to pay him what, you know, in the range of what he wants? Or are you going to explore free agency and say, for maybe same kind of money or maybe a little bit more, I don't know. But I said Landon Collins could break free from the Giants. And lo and behold, this morning, Landon Collins is not going to be offered a big-time contract from the Giants. They're not going to franchise tag him. He's going to be out there. That dude can play.
Yeah.
4 years in the league, All-Pro once, Pro Bowl 3 years. He's got it going on. And if the Cowboys, with all their contract issues, can't sign Earl Thomas, and Earl Thomas is a University of Texas product, wants to come close to home, wants to come back in this area, Texans will take him. There's another guy that could really improve your defense.
So Tyrann Mathieu, 26, as a free agent. Landon Collins is 25. Mm-hmm. SpotTrack projects his market value to be just over $9 million a year.
Yeah.
What do you think Tyrann Mathieu is going to get? About that, right?
About that. I would say less, but not much less. I'd say between 7 and 9 a year.
So if you'd pay Landon Collins 9, would you pay Tyrann Mathieu 7 to 9?
If Tyrann Mathieu wants to go multi-years at 7, I would. If you go over that, I would rather pay a little bit more for Landon Collins because of the fact that he can cover any hits like a Mack truck.
What I like about Tyrann Mathieu, though, is in his career, he has played safety, but he can come up and help you at the cornerback. And he'll even play some linebacker. I mean, he's done that in the past with the Cardinals.
A bigger guy. Brian Gain,
I get it.
Brian Gain's track record is he likes those bigger secondary guys. That's why I say he might be a better fit when you want him to play bigger.
Well, so I'll do this. Let's, on the other side, I want to compare the two, like on a Pro Football Focus where they have grades, because I think they're maybe closer than we're giving them credit to be. But let's look at the like comparables. We'll do that in the next segment. I'll give you how they rate in coverage and how they rate defending the run and overall.
There you go. We're going to continue to move on. And again, remember, we're giving away Ice Cube tickets in the 2 o'clock hour. That's a big deal. He's coming to town. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through our number one three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's a Tuesday, and Fat Tuesday to you, so... if you're a usual suspect on the weight loss challenge, good luck to you. Don't take it literally, but there is no Lent regarding your usual suspect's weight loss challenge. Stay on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, it's coming to an end soon. So you should have gotten an email from our promotions department giving you the details.
Yeah, and people are starting to talk amongst each other on the Facebook page, trying to figure out, like,
who's where
and what are they doing, trying to get some last-minute tips to try to make a push at the end. And they're like, hey, and then someone asked, because Mark Schell was on there, and someone asked, hey, who won last year, and how much total weight did you lose? And Mark Schell's dropping, like, 50 pounds, and the guy's like, okay, all right.
You guys, I'm telling you, you think I'm just out here just blabbing to blab, but, dude... If you're anywhere within driving distance of Vortex, get out there. Get out there and give them a shot, and it's you're going to get a boxing workout in. Do it. And also, I mean, we've got multiple sponsors. So you've got the gym guys. They'll come to your house if you're trying to burn some calories.
Yep.
Reach out to the gym guys. They'll come out and work you out at the house. And, dude, for the staycation, this is going to be totally worth it. So hit up Gym Guys, hit up Vortex, or even get with the guys that breathe more. They're going to help you as well.
And we had good prizes last year. These are great prizes. I mean, when you talk about a two-night staycation at the Houstonian and what a great place that is and all the different benefits that they have going there, that's worth it.
All right, so I teased it going into the break.
Yep.
We were going to compare statistically based on ratings from Pro Football Focus or grades.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a pretty good job of breaking down snap by snap each player, and then they'll give him a rating. So they have Tyrann Mathieu, and we're talking safeties here, but they have Tyrann Mathieu ranked 21 based on his performance last year. Landon Collins is ranked 39.
Okay.
Overall, or actually, we'll start with coverage. In coverage, they have Tyrann Mathieu ranked a 70.6, Landon Collins a 68.2. And run defense, they have Tyrann Mathieu ranked at an 83.9, Landon Collins a 68.4.
Really?
Yeah. Overall, they give Tyrann Mathieu a 75.1 and Landon Collins a 70.4. So it's really not that big of a difference overall, 75 versus 70.
Right.
But I think, like I said, I mean, I think a lot of people sleep on Tyrann Mathieu versus the run. He's played linebacker at Arizona before. He comes up. He can be a run stopper.
At LSU. Oh, you're talking about the Cardinals.
Arizona, when he was with the Cardinals.
Because I'd be interested to say from a personnel standpoint, from general managers and stuff, I ask Lance or something like that and say, do people realize that? Because in the personnel departments, they just seem like they prop up Landon Collins as one of the best young safeties in the game.
That very well may be the case. This is just last year's grades.
Tyrann Mathieu, that's interesting.
He graded out really well. You want to know something really interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I told you Tyrann Mathieu was ranked number 21.
Yeah.
Guess who's number 20?
Justin Reed.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, because my article last night was highlighting, too, what a great home run Brian Gain hit, getting a first-round talent like him in the third round and knowing he's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah.
But to have, and I talked all about how those two guys play side-by-side and helped each other. That's interesting. 20 and 21 right there.
Right. Side by side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
And you also factor in, again, because we talk about the analytics and the numbers and the things like that. But the other thing that I was trying to tell people, and a lot of people were tweeting me and responding to the column, the biggest thing is, too, is there's the analytics side of things, and then there's the eye test thing. Because Tyrann Mathieu is a leader. He's a leader on the field. He's a leader in the locker room. He's a guy that's going to motivate his teammates, and he's going to come focused and ready to play. That's something that you've got to put a value on, too.
Because
some guys
just
don't like to be. Look at James Harden. Some guys don't want to be rah-rah leaders. They don't want to be that guy. Look at Kyrie Irving. They just want to lead by example and do what they do. With the Honey Badger, you get a little of both.
And it's kind of the devil you know versus the devil you don't. He's been in the system for a year. Now he's played under Rack for a year. He's been under Bo Bryan for a year. He's been in the organization. He knows what's expected of him.
Yeah.
He's got a year under his belt with some of these guys that he can be co-leaders with, guys like J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, who just got franchise tagged yesterday. So you kind of got that. It's nice to have a nucleus, especially in the back end of that defense. You've got a guy in Mathieu that was kind of the co-captain of the defense, the leader, where he would get the secondary in position, and that all is important. I mean, that stuff matters. And I'm not suggesting Landon Collins can't do that. I'm just saying you've got a guy who's done it for a year in the system.
Well,
that,
the familiarity
that should
is
matter.
The big thing.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. That's spot on. So that's the thing. They can look at these things, but look, there's going to be talent out there. It's just, as we've said all along on this show, it's going to be Brian Gain's responsibility, and it's a big responsibility to balance your cap space and what you're going to do in the draft versus what you're going to do in free agency. And that's something that he's going to have his hands full with because of the fact that, again, a lot of it too with the draft coming up is who's going to fall into our laps?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be there when we had this list? You know, obviously the combine has helped in the fact that they need some defensive help. And there's a plethora of defensive players that are going to be highly sought after in this draft. So there's depth in the draft on the defensive side of the football. That's a good thing for him.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's going to be fun to see how that plays out.
What was Kevin Johnson's dead money? Do we know?
I do not know that.
It doesn't look like there was any.
I knew that.
That's a good cut.
Because of the injuries and the concussions, he did have to pass the physical. Once he did that, then they were able to set him free.
Yeah, so his 2019,
that would be big.
He had a fifth-year option available, but it doesn't look like there was any kind of... I mean, I'm on SpotTrack, and it just shows a $9 million base salary, no signing bonus, the cap hit of $9 million, and no dead money. So makes a lot of sense to just go in and go, nah, we're good.
Especially like
at
you
nine
said,
mil?
When you can go, you wait.
He was due $9 million this year.
Yeah, I mean.
No way
no
am I
way
paying that kid $9
that.
Mil.
No.
For one interception over four seasons and 35 games?
And you wonder, was Kareem Jackson looking at that and assuming that they were going to pick that up?
Give Kareem that money.
Yeah, I would rather have Kareem Jackson, who's proven it.
Can you believe you said that out loud?
I know, but I'm saying, with his, because I couldn't believe when they gave him the deal that they gave him because he was so inconsistent from the time they drafted him. But, you know, by the way he tackled last year and the way he filled in back at corner when they were going to move him to safety, he's versatile. He's played in the league. He's not too long in the tooth. Yeah, I would definitely use that. If all else fails, you can use that money and bring Kareem back instead of dealing with something like that, too. So,
yep.
Yeah. Ronnie Das Gym Rat Is the one that said, yeah, Mark Schell scared me when he lost 50 pounds last year in the weight loss challenge. So there you go. It's on.
It is on.
And people are watching it very carefully.
Scott Dickens has a good draft bust. Benny Joppru.
The tight end from Michigan that never panned out. Yeah.
I was so excited about Joppru as
You know
well.
How good he was when he was on the concourse signing autographs at the Texans booth for all those years when they tried to get something out of him? Because he never was on the field.
Somebody suggested on the text line that Brock Osweiler was a bust, but he wasn't a draft bust.
No.
Obviously, he was a bust, but they didn't draft him.
Well, and what do you get? The Rock Cartwright and Montgomery, the linebacker and the D-back that got caught smoking the doobie on the road, the third and fourth round picks in the same draft that were cut. There were three draft picks that Rick Smith drafted. All three were smoking doob on the road, and all three were cut immediately. It was like, oh, those were wasted picks in the middle of a draft. Those guys aren't going to step
That's
up and help
good.
You. Mm-mm. And J.J., you know, Rick gets credit for that, but that was Wade's first draft when they needed to improve on defense, and Wade Phillips was adamant, and they had basically said, you can draft your guy in the first round, and he wanted J.J.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the story. I thought that was, I've been giving Rick Smith credit for that.
Yeah, so Wade really wanted J.J., and he drafted J.J., and I remember at the time, a competing radio station that happened to be the flagship of the Rockets had me on because I had watched J.J. play all his college games, and they were like, he's just going to be situational, and he'll just be a pass rusher, and I'm not sure they made the right pick. And I was like, really? Do you realize what a ticker this guy has? Now, I had no way was going to tell you that he was going to end up being the multi-defense player of the year and all that. But I was like, you're out of your mind. And I actually made that host come back and eat his and admit on the air because he kept saying, I saw it coming the whole way. I go, did you? Did you really? Because draft day,
liar.
We had a little bit of a back and forth going because I was like, oh no, he's going to be okay.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, but you watched the guy. Yeah, you watched him. How many years was he at Wisconsin?
He transferred. He played, I think, two.
Okay.
Yeah, but you look at it, it runs in their family. You just know that they have that drive, that ticker, that push, that extra effort that you know when you see it in a guy. That when I talk about the eye test, you see it in a guy like that. It's in their family. That's why all three guys are in the NFL.
Yeah. Of course, one is obviously head and shoulders above the rest, but
you know what?
It runs in the family. It's like the Mannings.
Yeah, Derek and TJ, though. TJ... The fullback, I believe, is Derek. And he's in San Diego. Fullbacks are what they are, right?
He's the Cooper Manning of the group.
Right. But TJ in Pittsburgh in his rookie year, remember now, he was up there in sacks close to the league.
He's Eli.
He can play.
He's Eli. Okay. I mean, it's obvious that the pecking order is, you know, JJ, TJ, and then the guy that didn't get a J in his name.
There you go. And then you want to go and talk about Eli making the Hall of Fame again?
No,
because you got
you.
JJ Hall of Famer.
No, thank you. I don't want to have that discussion again.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to TJ and on the borderline just yet. He's not on the cusp at that point.
Yeah.
All right, so hour number one's in the books. We still got 2 hours to go with the big show. Plenty more of things to get to. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. Call or text that number or hit us on Twitter. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy, Josh Pesikoff and his staff. They got me to switch about 2 years ago. And I'm telling you, I saved literally thousands off of what I was paying the previous company when I checked and compared bill to bill. And they'll do it for you. Every week, you're going to get an update on what your bill is, where your usage rate was, what hours of the day you used energy the most, because they want you to be informed. They even have fun with you. And on the bill, there's a joke of the week that Josh and his staff pick out for you. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, when you sign up, you get a $25 bill credit just to get you going. They love to take care of the good people that trust them to do business. InfuseEnergy.com, but better yet, call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Really, they're going to make sure that they ask you as many questions as you ask them. They're going to wonder if it's for your family, is it for a business, when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Then they're going to find you the best rate and the best plan that they possibly can. In most cases, it's going to beat all the competition. In the times that it's not, they're going to tell you that too because they want to be 100% honest and upfront at all times like a trusted friend. You may not go with them this time, but you will come back to them because you remember that they were honest and trustworthy. They're affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.